Tonight in Seattle, the Red Sox officially begin their title defense with the first game of the regular season. And while playoff baseball is months away, for Red Sox Nation, it's never too early to talk about another World Series title, even if the odds are against a repeat. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer looks at why it's so difficult to win back-to-back titles in Major League Baseball and whether the Red Sox can do it.
From the top on down, here comes a 1-2 pitch. Red Sox win the World Series!
The final out in Game 5 of the World Series. The champagne and beer-fueled celebration in the visitors' clubhouse at Dodger Stadium. And the duck boat parade from Fenway Park to Government Center. They're all vivid but distant memories now. But not too distant. The Red Sox success in 2018 fuels talk of another World Series championship in 2019. Lots of talk. Throughout spring training, questions about a repeat were asked in interview after interview. And the answers from players like designated hitter J.D. Martinez and pitchers Rick Porcello and Matt Barnes focused on how tough it is to win back-to-back titles.
Once you get into the playoffs, it's a different animal. You know, the timing's got to be right. Everyone's got to be clicking on the right cylinders. You know,
ball clubs that we're going to be playing are going to feel differently about playing us. We're going to have a bit of a target on our back. And
it's hard to win one, let alone win two, right? You got to have a good team. A lot of stuff's got to go your way, and you got to play consistently good baseball.
Repeat champions do happen. The last NBA team to repeat? Easy. The Golden State Warriors last year. The last NHL team? The Pittsburgh Penguins the year before that. NFL team? New England fans probably remember when the Patriots did it in 2005. But it's been almost 20 years since a team won back-to-back titles in baseball. In 2000, the New York Yankees finished a dynastic run with their third World Series win in a row. So what makes it tougher to repeat in Major League Baseball?
In baseball, you know, the best team does not always win. The hot team wins, and there's so many teams, the odds are against everybody.
That's Boston Globe columnist Dan Shaughnessy.
So you can be the most likely team to win, but you're still not likely to win. And I think that that's what everybody's up against. The Red Sox certainly feel good about themselves, but odds are they will not prevail when it comes to October.
The MLB season is excruciatingly long, 162 games spread over 6 months, and it wears down players. The team that's hot in June or July might be struggling and injury-riddled by September. Add in playoff baseball, and teams that compete in the World Series play a month longer than anybody else. That's a month of high-intensity, high-stress baseball. For pitchers, that could mean throwing an extra 20 to 25 innings with an already taxed arm. They may get a World Series ring, but then they get an off-season that's a month shorter.
So then you come back the following season, you're a little bit extra tired.
Jen McCaffrey covers the Red Sox for The Athletic.
You're kind of maybe trying to prove that you're, you know, the world champion and then kind of going out there and doing too much too soon and getting injured.
The good news? Red Sox manager Alex Cora thinks a lot about getting his players rest. He did it last season when the Red Sox set a franchise record for wins. And he's looking at the schedule this season with rest in mind.
We have a plan in place. Imagine this year when we play 11 in a row right away. But we have to take care of the players. It's not an easy season. We'll take advantage of the off days. We want these guys to be ready for the stretch run for October.
Another reason for guarded optimism when it comes to a Red Sox repeat? The team returns 20 of the 25 players on its World Series roster. With that number comes established team chemistry and valuable experience. The only potential downside? The Red Sox will keep getting asked a lot about last year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.